Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
They were...
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Is this her? No. The Decker Good? That's a good song. It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. This is good. Does this get airplay? Is this on the radio? Is she that good?
You can play this on our sister station, Country 102.5.
Right.
I wouldn't know if this is Carrie Underwood.
You could tell me this was on the radio. I'd believe it.
Yeah. It's kind of a Jeep day.
She can do pregame concerts, Jim.
Oh, my God.
They'll have her out on the plaza.
Showcase live. Showcase live.
Oh, the pregame right outside by the gate at
there.
The hall.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
up on that stage.
A little ledge. I turn the lights down.
Turn it up, Jim. Yep. Added value. Everything you can do for the team. You know, whole family will be chipping in.
Uh-oh. Go to line three. We got some updates. We got some info.
Oh, This sounds like an inside scoop from Lauren in Somerville. Lauren?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So on Instagram, Jesse James Decker was out to dinner for sushi with Camille, who is Gronk's girlfriend.
Camille Kostek, yes?
Yep.
When was this posted?
May 30th, down in Nashville.
May 30th, 2018.
Oh, come on.
Here is the picture. That is Jesse James Decker, and that's Camille. So they're friends.
Yeah.
They're friends.
And they're like all dolled up, just like hanging out, having lunch.
Yep.
Like, hey.
They could go to Skipjack's at Patriot Place together.
It's a good place. Nice clam chowder.
If it were last night and they were at, you know, Pleasant Cafe in Rosie, I'd say, okay, now we're on to something.
That's May 30th.
Three weeks ago.
21 days ago.
And someone else. I'm just saying.
I think Lauren's got a scoop there that they've already got friends and a social scene that they will be a part of here.
Right.
Done and done.
I mean, like the party.
Mark in Medford. Decker, in or out.
Speaking of party.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I also agree. I think, why not take a flyer on him? He's an established receiver in the NFL. He's a good receiver. And like you said, the four games Edelman's going to miss, he can fill in there. And also, when Edelman comes back...
How's this right-handed shot? I mean, you got two lefties there. You got two left-wingers.
Hold on. Not only when Edelman comes back, I think he could fill the void that Amendola left.
Interesting take.
You know what? Sneaky.
He's not close to the same player. Amendola
sneaky good
is,
take
though.
By Mark
sneaky,
and Metric.
Sneaky good putt. Here's what you
another
need to find out.
Sure hands.
His skill set is
hold
the
on.
Same as Amendola's.
No.
Other than Gronkowski.
Didn't say that.
Other than Gronkowski, who's your money player? Who's your money player, 3rd and 7?
Money player is what I'm talking about.
That's what he's talking about, Jim.
Sure
sneaky
hands.
Good comment by Mark. I'm not saying this guy would be Amendola.
A guy in the circle
you know,
of trust.
Amendola morphed into what Edelman was supposed to be when he went down. But it was... little here, little there. Wasn't consistent for 16 games last year.
Circle
Danny Amendola was money in playoff time.
Circle of trust.
You would not have advanced if you didn't have Danny Amendola.
It's like a circle.
Can Jordan Matthews
it's
do
like
that?
It's like a circle.
You know what's going to end up happening?
So he's better than Bryant. He's better.
He's not better than Bryant. Don't
he's
twist.
Just as good as Danny
don't
Amendola on third
down.
I'm
going to
stir your protein a shake with my finger. I haven't washed his hand in a day.
That's gross.
I know. Stir it up.
Do it with your foot, then you'll be scaring somebody. Jason in Medford. Jason.
Yeah, you want to bring in Decker. All he does is 20-yard stops.
Fine. Okay, 1st and 10. Rack it up. Let's go.
The problem with that is?
Yeah, well, bring him in then. Bring him in for a short deal, 1 year deal. He's a good veteran, good leadership. How many Super Bowls does he have? One win? Peyton Manning?
Yeah, he's got one.
Yeah,
yeah, he's one.
He does, yes.
Put him on the roster with Brady. I love it.
Oh, okay. You know, to be honest, I thought Jason was against it.
See, well, I think,
but by the end of the call, he sounds very much for it.
See, I don't want to tax James White to the point where every time they go in that flex formation, where it's three wide, one tight, one back. Are you going to send two backs in a game, and James is going to be flexed out as a receiver? Because he may have to, in essence, be your slot guy. This is very tricky for McDaniels.
He does not have a Super Bowl, by the way.
He doesn't. I thought
they
he was
got rid
Denver.
Of him, and then they won the Super Bowl.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah, he went to the Super Bowl when they got blown out by
the Seahawks.
So he missed
it by a year.
Another
then.
Point for Jim.
Ah,
that's right.
Yeah, Peyton Manning didn't want him, apparently. They wanted to pay Emmanuel Sanders.
But he wanted Austin Colley, right?
Yeah. Sully in Foxborough. Sully.
Hello.
Hey. What's up? So, where's the beef, baby?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, he's not as good as Amendola. Come on.
No.
I'm saying that, Jim.
Jim did.
Yeah, Jim said it.
Jim has dumb comments.
It's stupid, isn't it?
It's so dumb.
First of all, the guy can't stay on the field. And I know Amendola, that used to be his thing, but he proved something when he was here.
What can his wife sing? I mean...
Fun. Decker is never on the field. That guy is...
All right, so if he doesn't stay on the field, get rid of him.
Okay, but like when he was there with the Jets, he kicked your ass.
This is one of those low-risk, high-reward type of plays.
Nobody could cover
him. This is the type of play that the Patriots have become famous for.
Mm. Hey, Zo, missing Sisson, baby. Missing Sisson.
Scotty Sisson, yeah.
So he missed almost one whole season, but outside of that, he hasn't missed much. He played 15 or 16 games every year.
Good. That's a fallacy that he's always hurt.
Made up.
Check
not check mark for Jim.
So, right. Brendan in the car. Hi, Brendan.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Brendan?
Not much. I can't believe you guys are just now finding out about Jessica James Decker. She's a pretty big country singer.
Yeah.
Brendan, is she popular? Is she on the radio? Is that her deal?
So I'm not a country guy, but from what I gather and have known just from, you know, general pop knowledge, she tours, she's on the radio, she's pretty popular.
Okay.
I'm gonna research more record sales numbers now. I'm kind of curious, but that last caller had a great point about the Decker being a possible. Mm. I mean, you can't replace an Amendola type of. You know, him and Brady had that connection, but I think that's also a very big part of why he was successful here. Eric Decker's put up some big numbers and made big plays in this league over the years, bigger catches than Danny Amendola. I feel like has had without Tom
no,
Brady,
no so. Clutch. Amendola's been clutch, clutch, clutch,
yeah,
clutch.
Here, though, in big games here, you know, with Brady, and we know what Brady does to receivers. It's just Brady makes guys better.
Decker's been a more productive receiver in his career. Absolutely. And he's there. Yeah, so, and he's your quintessential outside guy. Danny Amendola's a spot guy. You know? I mean, he's
I
a plug and play.
Away from Danny. Danny was great in spot here, especially in the playoffs, that Super Bowl last year. But Decker would be a great fit here, I feel like.
See, but somebody needs to get in with Brady and be that key third and six, third and seven guy until Amendola gets back or Edelman gets back. I don't know who that is. I don't.
I'm sure Belichick will love the reality show that comes with it, too.
Start the seating chart.
Okay, so I guess so.
Now that all the RSVPs have come in, we can finally start making the seating chart.
It's their reality show.
I got things to do.
We need to get this done like ASAP. I thought we already gave you our suggestions.
Is it still on the air?
It was three. The third season got renewed last year. I'm not sure if it's still on the air. E Channel, E Network.
I like the E Network.
What else do you watch on E?
What else is on E? I think Mario Lopez hosts a show at night. What's that? E Channel. I gotta look him up. I'll tell you what I look watch.
Why don't you say, "Mommy, can you please cut me some grapes?" Please.
No.
Yeah. No.
Yes. Daughter's name is Vivian.
Say the magic word.
Oh!
Okay.
Two Vivians.
No.
What?
So, Hardy, since you think the other one is a problem, do you think this could potentially be a problem?
As long as I don't have to watch it. By the way, I think we got a new episode of Below Deck that we missed last night because we were watching.
Oh, God, you two.
We were watching
Celtics
Evil
thoughts.
Genius
what do you
last?
Want Bravo. The Celtics to do?
Bravo.
In or out on Eric Decker and the Red Sox as well from the two losses they already have in Minnesota. All of this with your calls next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, is there anything better than Rosa Farms?
No.
Nope. I'm not sure there is.
Nothing. It really isn't.
We've told you about Rosa Farms so many times now, but we can't stop thanking them. Lunch again today from Rosa Farms.
Turkey gobbler.
965 Washington Street, Hanover. Find them on the web, rosafarmsma.com.
You know what it is, too? It's the thin pizza, the way he makes his pizzas.
No, it's everything.
Yeah.
Everything is perfection. Unbelievable. Hold on a second. Oh, my God.
I know. Paleo.
Gluten-free pulled pork and sweet potato hash.
How was that, Jim?
I'm going to find out in a minute. I just sucked down a protein.
This protein... It's the best thing any of us have ever had.
We were getting antsy, and I think we're all getting angry, especially at Jim, because you start to get shakes after about...
We're watching the clock today. Like, when's Rosa? When's Rosa?
Well, none of us eat all day when this food drop comes.
Oh, yeah, I know, because we specifically don't eat because it's coming. Rosa Farms. My God. Rosa Farms, Hanover. You've got to get there.
I think you mix with mustard.
You live within a 30-mile radius of there. There's no excuse for you to not go there.
I think he makes his own mustard. You can tell.
Yeah?
Because it's grainy. You know, and some people with the grain, and they smash it up. My God. So good.
Eric Decker calls. We've got that. What do you want the Celtics to do tonight? Right. What do you want their approach to be? Latest reports indicate they're going to stand pat. So the market, you know what the thing is?
What?
Like, the reports that they're trying to be aggressive to move up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, right? I mean, there's a lot of those reports. And, of course.
Especially if you've been in the hunt for a big man. You've been talking about a big man. We got to go all the way back to, to what... You look at the way the Philadelphia 76ers were built. Guys like Embiid. Jamal Okafor. All these guys. We've talked about these names. Would you give up this guy, that guy? How many picks? The Brooklyn picks? Would you give these up to go get those type of guys? And now you got a draft where you have these type of guys at the top of it. And you have assets. And you could potentially make your team better.
Okay, but here's the thing.
You have a true one. You got a two, a three, and a four.
Let me finish my point.
Where's the five?
My point is this. That's what every GM is probably doing on draft day. Oh, is there a possibility? Is there a move to be made for us to move up and pick a better player?
Right.
Every GM's doing that. You know what I don't buy?
What?
That they quit at 1 o'clock?
It's not going to come together.
Come on. Danny Ainge doesn't quit at 1 o'clock and say, you know what? Never mind. Never mind.
Are they doing
take our guy at 27. We're not moving.
Are they doing the 12 people in the draft room again? Are we going to see the war room? We're going to see the Celtics war room again?
I don't know.
I hope so. That's awesome where you see Wick. You can usually tell by Wick's expression on his face, too. Like, what's the mood? Now, if he's smiling like, uh-oh, Danny's got something cooking. A lot of people in there walking around. Maybe they could do it at that new facility. Who knows? You know the guy's got the balls to do it. That's why tonight is exciting. When you pick at the bottom of the draft and your team's good, you're sitting there 27, 28 or whatever, it's probably not your year where you're going to jump up. But you got a guy that can put things together because he's done it before. And he had the top spot last year and he backs out of it because let them take Markelle Fultz. We're going to sit tight. We're going to take Jason Tatum. We're good. Remember, I drafted Rozier. I drafted Marcus Smart. I drafted Tatum and Brown. And we could keep going.
Joe is in the car. Hey, Joe.
Rosa Farms, boys.
Yes. Yeah, Rosa Farms.
I'm looking at the website. Man, they got a sandwich called Exit 13. It looks...
Exit 13?
What's on that one?
That's the exit you take to get
smoked
there.
Turkey, honey-baked ham, coleslaw, Swiss, rich and dressing.
I just had it.
Cold. Zoe just had one of those.
Exit 13.
Delicious.
Wow. RosaFarmsMA.com.
You like Thousand Island?
Do I like what?
Thousand Island.
That's
Russian dressing.
Russian on that one. Yep. Russian on that one.
Yeah, different. I'll take it.
It's about the same, right? I mean, that's my favorite dressing.
The sandwiches. Going
on. As long as it tastes good, I don't care what's on it.
He does a good turkey gobbler, too.
The gobbler
a lot
is
of stuff.
Incredible. Yep. Ridiculous.
The gobbler. They got a ton of stuff on here. That pizza looks good.
Oh, it's a nice pizza.
Hey, let's not forget, what's his name there? Amendola. Everybody cut him down prior to coming here. Broken leg he had, that thing went for days on end that he was going to break it again. And then he morphed into this clutch freak that made all these great plays. So if you get Decker, they're going to tear him down, but he's going to make he's going to make those plays. He's not going to make those plays, but he'll make plays.
Right. So he's not going to be Amendola, but he's another a guy who could be in the circle of trust.
Right.
Could be on the trip to Montana.
Like Larry Wiggum used to say, playmaker, make a play. The playmaker, make a play. Like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, playmaker, playmaker, make a play. Like, okay, Larry. You get to play, you're the playmaker, make a play. It's like, get the papers. God, these guys I played with.
God, you have a function as a human.
Quite the crew.
Hey, they showed up on time to lift, I tell you that.
Joe is in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Zoe, how about another Maryland guy coming to Boston? How about Justin Jackson?
Ooh.
Or a lottery ticket guy, that Mitchell Robinson that dropped out of Western Kentucky. Supposed to be sliding in the draft.
Yeah, it sounds like you watch a lot more college basketball than I sure do. This is where I get lost on NBA draft day. You know, unless you're if you're not talking about the top five guys, I'm lost. I really am.
Take the lottery ticket at the end of the draft. Take a couple of lottery tickets. So that guy from Georgia Tech, Josh Okogie.
Okay.
Okay, Hardy, doing good over there?
Yeah, Jim is. We can wait for the headline or.
Yeah, we're going to wait for the headline.
The way Jim just described it is perfect.
What's that?
The Red Sox got two guys on.
The juxtaposition between what's happening in the Red Sox game and the Yankees-Mariners game. Go ahead, Jim.
Red Sox got two guys on in the first and didn't score. Moreland and Bogarts didn't drive them in. Yankees, two-run home runs. Aaron Judge and Miguel Andujar. They're up 4-0 on the Mariners.
What
right
did
now.
I say?
Here we go!
What did I tell you?
Here we go, baby!
About this day, going into the day.
Where's
and
Kravitz?
Last night,
Kravitz
I said last
about
night
the
felt.
Ding-dongs? How about a couple ding-dongs, Kravitz?
Last night felt like some sort of weird sea change in the American League East.
Yeah.
Where the Yankees could start to pull away, and the next few weeks will be very important.
Next 10 days.
And look at how the frickin' day starts. Oh, boy.
You get two run homers?
Two.
Judge hit a 2-run homer, and then Andujar hit a 2-run homer.
How far Judge hit it?
I didn't see it. I just saw it pop up.
Get the call if you can.
Can't play that while the game's still going on. Still going against on. The law.
And I believe they're still in the bottom of the first.
Oh, great. With four
everybody
on the board.
Bats.
Put it on the board.
Jim, do they have that five-run rule, like the five-run rule like they do for your kids?
Oh, no, we can only score 4 runs in an inning.
Oh, yeah. See, ours is 5, or else if you bat through the order once.
4 runs or 3 outs, whatever happens first.
Wow.
It'd save the bullpen if they did that.
Well, it is getaway day. You kind of want to get the hell out of there. You know, let's get the game moving. It's an early game. We got to get back home. We got a homestand coming up.
Kind of like you.
We're just trying to look. I don't think they've been swept this year. This could be a first sweep.
They haven't been swept this year. They have not been swept this year.
And it would come at the hands of the Twins when you started the series with Sale and Price on the mound
and Price
in back-to-back games. Unacceptable.
End of a 10-game road trip, though. Beetle,
yeah, they're tired.
They're tired.
Just as the stuff's starting to die down in other sports, and Patriots news is starting to die down, and this team's
going
to be coming to focus.
It's your stage.
It's like the Bruins a couple of years ago.
It's exactly like the Bruins. Right after the Patriots season ended, and all eyes were going to be on the Bruins for their game against Montreal, and they laid an egg. Oh.
Well, boys, just start racking up your Netflix shows. Get ready. Because if they're not going to be able to hold you, something has to. Till Pat's camp opens.
Adam's in the car. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. Hope
hey.
All is well. I was wondering what your thoughts were. I think the Celtics could make a trade up tonight around the 5-6 area. You know, I've heard Dallas wants to move back, and Orlando's just so stupid where I feel like the Celtics could fleece them for the 6th pick. I wanted to get your thoughts on if you think that they could do that or possibly anywhere else around the top 10.
Sure, they could. I don't know if they will. Could they? Yes. Yep, they could. Let's try one more. Dave in Worcester. Dave?
Hey, what's going on, Beetle? What's going on, Zoe?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, so my thinking is that I think that they should try to get that 4th pick, and then I'd like to see him take that 4th pick. and then go to Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
Instead of drafting.
All right, no more Celtics calls.
I'm done.
I'm done with Celtics.
2 o'clock, call back.
It's draft day. What are you talking about?
Not doing that. I want the guy.
I'd like Anthony Davis and LeBron on the Celtics for next season. Danny, try and do that tonight.
The third and fourth picture do that, right?
Hardy has headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox and Twins scoreless right now. They're in the bottom of the first inning. Sox left a couple of men stranded there in the top of the first. Meanwhile, as Jim Louth reported, the Yankees managed 2 two-run homers in the first inning in their game against the Mariners. The Yankees are up 4-0 after one. Red Sox and Twins, as I said, scoreless. Moving on to NBA draft night, where the Celtics currently holding on to the 27th spot overall. A lot of rumors earlier today that the Green could be looking to move up as high as the number third pick overall, but now multiple reports saying the Celtics will most likely stand pat where they are. Meanwhile, the Memphis Grizzlies are reportedly actively shopping their number four pick. And we've got some World Cup scores to share with you here as the first match of the day between Denmark and Australia ended in a 1-1 tie. France defeats Peru 1-0. At 2 o'clock, Argentina and Croatia will begin their match. Headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank. Student checking, make adulting fun with no monthly fee or minimum balance for ages 16 to 24. Details at southshorebank.com/student. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Red Sox scoreless in Minnesota at the end of one. What?
Nothing. I said,
You're decompressing from the Rosa Farms lunch?
Yeah. Very good. Very, very good. Hardy's having dessert now. There's a little smoothie. What'd you get there? A little pep in your step smoothie?
Yeah, I had a couple of slices of pizza. They're from Rosa Farms, and end up just polishing it off here with what do they call this? The Gone Bananas? Yeah. What is this one?
Gone Bananas.
Banana peanut butter, cold brew coffee, a little whey protein.
That sounds good.
It's like a little meal on top of the meal.
Mazza smoothies don't taste that good.
No.
Top of the second, Yankees with a 4-2 lead over the Mariners.
Oh, Mariners scored.
Yeah, they had two. Top of the second. It's really annoying. Where this is going right now. Meanwhile, Rick Porcello hit a batter in the bottom of the first in Minnesota after J.D. Martinez had a pitch up and in on him. Something to keep an eye on in that game.
And Billy Landy just tweeted, too, David Price massaging his hand with a electric massager so everybody can see he just made his day.
What is that? What are we doing with that? Why are we playing Alanis Morissette?
Because Zoe said hand. It's all about the hand. So now Jim's just...
Jim doesn't have hand jive ready to go.
Do you have anything about...
Did we play all of these songs when he had the hand issue?
Yeah, I guess.
But I can't remember.
I would like to hear some version of hand jive. I would even take the slow, crappy Eric Clapton version.
No!
Of hand jive.
No, not that one. Because Jim will naturally
What David Price is using is he stands on the top...
Yeah, this no. garbage.
Top step of the dugout, leaning over the railing.
Hey, look at me.
Holding a two-pronged vibrator that is really jammed right into his palm.
Now you're going to make fun of me holding the vibrator.
Holding the two-pronged vibrator.
It's not my vibrator. Yeah, give it to me. Told me, hey, Hold the vibrator.
Each prong for each side of the hand, I guess.
He check our show Twitter account. Red Sox Stats tweeted a picture. I just retweeted it.
He couldn't have gotten treatment any other time during the day.
A hand drill.
It's like a cordless drill. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I'm going to do.
So he's drilling himself with
I thought it was a stethoscope. No. What's that thing you look at with the submarines? You look at, you know, the big thing. It's the
periscope?
Periscope. I thought it was like some periscoping device where he's trying to steal signals. Nothing wrong with that. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But my God, you couldn't have got the treatment any other time during the day.
You think that takes a 20-volt lithium? What do you think that thing takes?
I think it's two fat ones.
Jim, what's that? What kind of batteries do you have on that?
Jim, what are your vibrators
taking?
Looks
like my Black & Decker.
Jim would know. Jim doesn't.
You could probably
use...
take the attachment. It turns into like it's a drill, or I have it as like an air compressor with the pump there.
Oh, it's got to be
like a saw.
It's got to be a craftsman. I mean, you got to be a craftsman to be using a 2-pronged item like that.
Jim's is plug-in though. He doesn't have a battery operator.
You know what? It looks like a radar gun.
That's what Beetle thought it was.
I thought it was at first. I'm like, what is he holding?
I thought it was some sort of a viewfinder where he's trying to watch guys in the outfield or something.
What is wrong with him?
No, it's just a very large industrial-strength vibrator that he's using on his hand.
Give me the mortar.
Well, no,
because
he says about the thing on 2 days ago, and then yesterday, Cora, in his weekly interview, says, oh, he plays plenty of video games. I have no problem with any of that, as long as he pitches like he's been pitching. And then he comes out like this today.
He's such a tool.
And he's doing it for show.
Yes, he is.
Which is what's the worst part about that?
They've been at the ballpark for 4 hours. At least.
He had no time in his day other than in the start of the game, top step of the dugout, leaning
Look
over.
At me.
His hands over the railing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear Jim Murray on this.
Is that a tattoo on his wrist?
Yeah. Looks like one.
His hands really don't have any definition. It's just one blob.
Jelly hands?
It kind of looks like a jelly hand, yeah. It really does.
Artie, what is that? You speak Chinese.
That's
Chinese alphabet he's got on his wrist.
They look very soft.
You'd expect that to be a back tattoo that
he got
on spring break.
There's no, like, those lines.
Well, it's a kind
fingers?
Of a blurry photograph. It's a photograph of a television screen, Jim.
I've never seen a massaging device like this.
It's got some kind of a readout on it.
Guerrero would have some fun with that.
Yeah, what is the readout for? What is that telling him?
Is that thing really a radar gun and we're just messing around here and we're being duped? Is he just playing with a radar gun?
Do you think it's built for speed or comfort? What do you think?
Comfort.
No.
Healing.
Healing tires. Yeah. 617-779-0985. I don't know what he's doing with it. But
I just want him to go away. Just want him to go away.
But last night he gives up a leadoff home run. And right out of the gate, he puts his team behind.
But wasn't he poking fun at his little thing that he has called, what's the name of the thing? He has with his wrist. I can't think of it right now.
You had a hard time with names.
The names.
The carpal tunnel? Slipping.
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah, the periscope.
Wasn't he just joking 2 days ago to Johnny Miller about the carpal tunnel? And now the carpal tunnel's back? Oh, he's having fun with Johnny. Oh, maybe I'll play some Fortnite. Maybe I'll get carpal tunnel. Maybe I won't go to the All-Star.
Listen,
game.
The Yankees are coming up.
Yankees are coming. You know what he probably, first inning, Jim, you're right, probably saw, oh, geez, Aaron Judge hit a 2-run shot. Boy, I gave up one to a crap team yesterday. Yankees crushed me in the first inning. I don't know what to do. Hey, Skip, can I massage my hand at the top of the railing so everybody could see me? Look at me, Nesson. Hey, Eckersley, this is for you. Go away. He can't get out of here fast enough. He ain't opting out.
No.
Nobody's opting out of that money. Nobody in their right sane mind would opt out. I don't care how much mental anguish you're under. Give me the money. He ain't going anywhere. That's what's sad. That's what's sick. Again. Sale and Price both lose to them. And here you are. Struggling again through 2 innings. You had runners on. They didn't score, though.
But they're threatening.
They are threatening.
Yeah. Well.
They got a guy in first. Yeah. Two outs. No. Jackie Bradley's up, right? No.
Is it? Yeah.
Mike.
Mike is in Hopkinton. Mike.
You know, the only thing that would be better is if he was up there with his wife's Hitachi magic wand.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Good call.
Is that the one?
Yeah. You see, you allow one of those, Beetle, you're just going to open the door. We're going to be talking.
Wait a minute. I mean,
we're going to be talking about rabbits. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff.
Threats
really,
over.
We really don't.
Jackie Bradley.
Need to be doing that.
Rabbits.
Like, really.
What's the Jackhawk 3000? Jackhawk 9000? That's Ricky Bobby, right?
Don't we have guests in the studio today? Don't we really need to?
We're talking about Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights. Oh, okay.
You guys can't change the show, Hardy. The show is the show.
Show's the show. We warn people.
And we warn you.
Yeah.
It's at times inappropriate.
Nah, they're good. The mom and dad do that stuff all the time. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, that was unnecessary.
No, they talked about
that
it.
That was totally unnecessary.
They swear all the time, they say.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Thank God.
Here's the deal. Zoe is off tomorrow. Hardy is off tomorrow. We're going to play the fake promos today instead.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm so mad that I didn't take tomorrow off, Zoe.
Yeah, I know.
Party's off. Zoe's off. And now I'm pissed that I didn't put
what
it
What happened?
Forward.
2 weeks ago, you looked at me and go, I'm doing that too.
Yeah, and no, I never did it.
That was stupid.
It?
Yeah.
I'm going to U2 tonight, too.
What?
Oh, my God.
What did you not do?
I didn't put in for tomorrow off.
He told me three weeks ago.
Zoe told me, and I just I never did. I've been.
You said sneaky good ideas. Yeah,
so what are you doing with your day off tomorrow?
You're just picking up the kids at school. Weekend. It's their last day of school. They get a half day. And we're going straight to the Cape for our 20th anniversary. We're going to Chatham Bars Inn.
Nice.
With the kids?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. It's all right, Bill. You got Adam Jones tomorrow. He's going to come in fully revved up post-draft.
You're 4 hours of draft talk.
Jones, and who's on headlines?
McCone.
Oh, God.
Another hoop head.
I'm mailing it in tomorrow like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Those two guys can do the show.
Hey, Jim.
Jones comes in with like 12 topics to talk about every time.
Great. So, awesome.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
Just play Curtis Blow basketball to open the show. That's all.
By the way, congrats to Christian Arcand.
Yes.
Who is now full-time, officially the foil to the vulture.
Yeah.
So,
poor guy, he'll turn evil soon.
Arcand, now the man with Jones at night.
Jones is like a vampire. You bite him and you get infected and you turn into one. You know? Arcand, he'll go down the evil chute soon.
He's an argumentative one, that Arcand.
Yeah. Okay,
love that about him.
We're bumping it up. We're doing fake promos brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Hardy, what do you got?
Generally, it's a big powwow back there. Jim, T-Bone, me, Billy Lanny gets involved. We decide which ones make the cut, mm-hmm. which ones don't.
Jim got bitchy today.
Jim's fine today.
Eh.
Every fake promo made the cut today. Not one of them we decided deserves to be left off. Eight, nine, something like
seven.
That, Jim?
Seven for seven.
Seven for, okay, seven. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I don't think the sweater and the Oprah interview helped.
I see more of David Bowie.
Bowie?
Like Bowie.
Who's name? Bowie.
Dr. Dre.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So that was when Dan came in for the weekly visit.
Dr. Dre.
They had a lot of things to discuss with him, including...
Yeah. Tuesday Melon.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Dan. How are you? Nice to see you. So what'd you make of the interview with Brady?
Well, first of all, I didn't watch it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Now, wait a minute.
Sports Hub.
You used to do a show with a guy that came in to talk about the Patriots game that went to a wedding.
By
and
the way,
you teed him up on it.
That was a preseason game.
he didn't watch it.
The interview happened on Sunday. It aired on Sunday.
Hook was so angry that
Dan was in here on Tuesday.
Well, he didn't have time. Yeah. He's a busy guy.
But then he admitted, he goes, but I've seen all the questions and all the answers. Yeah. So I'm like, well, then...
But then you kind of watched
it. Okay, you didn't... Just because you didn't watch it in sequential order.
No. Do you know anybody who actually sat down and watched it on the OWN network?
I did.
Oh,
I DVR'd it.
Yeah, DVR.
I watched it Sunday night.
This is an old guy thing. Like, Dan won't go out of his way to... It's a technology thing. He won't know how to download it or find it or... You know, if Dan's driving in a car.
Show me how to do
it. Here's us playing clips. That's how Dan gets his information.
Yeah. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Do you want to talk about the hat?
Yes.
It's the hat.
Yes, we want to talk about the hat.
Oh, someone's had him a day.
What kind of hat is it?
It's a hat.
Daddy's drunk and pissed off.
That poor dog must have got kicked.
Whoa.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've never seen a man get so angry when somebody asks him, what's up with the hat?
Felger came in and we said, oh, you're wearing a hat.
What's hat?
Just want to talk about the hat. He didn't want to talk. He didn't want to have
yeah,
the
what's
normal.
Wrong with the hat?
And then he took the hat off and he threw
yeah,
the hat
right.
in anger
because he was forced into what he believed to be small talk.
A conversation.
A conversation yeah. with other
human experience.
Humanoids.
Human.
He swore he couldn't handle it.
What do you mean, dude? Driving a Jeep, hair gets all messed up, put the hat on.
He needs more people in his life like us, the three of us, who will routinely say, what the F is wrong with you? You know, and then he sort of calms down and he's normal. When you have those moments.
I just...
I like when Jay Stu chimes in and he tells Jimmy to pipe down. And Jimmy gets really angry and he goes dead silent for 4 hours.
I do. I think he needs more of that.
Yeah.
Just that... Someone needs to check him more often.
Did you see what the Wood put on Instagram on Sunday on Father's Day? Happy Father's Day to this guy. My lover pie.
Oh, the smoking the cigar.
Hashtag lover pie.
I just can't believe Felger, radio pro that he is, would drop an F-bomb on a live mic.
Right.
I just can't believe that would happen.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Like, what the hell were you thinking? Did you see Phil running away from the excuse me.
Oh, Jesus! Holy Jesus!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5. Sports Hub.
Kelly Clarkson!
That's the first time in many...
Help me, Tom Cruise!
I think since we've been together, since we've done it where you got the whole word out.
Oh, I got the
whole
word out.
It's cut off with the IN.
In true Boston fashion, too, with an IN, not an ING at the end.
And we went back and listened to Maz when he dropped one talking about Phil Mickelson. Maz stopped himself. Yeah. Maz caught himself halfway through.
Word. Yeah, you did. You went all the way through.
I usually get halfway through it, and you let that thing go, man.
Yeah. Away from the... excuse me.
Oh, Jesus!
Excuse me.
I was so excited the whole word got out.
My apologies.
My dad heard it in Florida. Everybody heard it, man. Everybody's on the app heard it.
Oh, so does the app let that through?
Oh, yeah.
It does. All right.
Yeah. My apologies.
That's good. That's the way it should be.
I should know.
That's the way it should be. I'm glad that it does.
Should have known Mr. Zolak was listening. I'm sorry if I let you down.
No, he loved it.
All right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
1-0 defeat over Morocco. Is Ronaldo around?
Ronaldo?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So we have the goal button, that little round goal button that our friends from NBC gave us. Mm-hmm. I gave a new box to Jim Louth to take home. He said, James Louth, the fourth. He's the fourth, right? Your kid?
Fourth.
Said all he did was pound that thing all night. So Jim said,
and my wife hates me for bringing that home.
It's gone.
And if he hit fast a bunch of times in a row, just get the first part of it out. It's like a remix.
Yeah.
She hated you before you brought the button home.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Went to France, Saul, to Disney Avenue. And then a few months went to Ray Loss. We're winning all.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's got no hat. Now he went no hat. Felger went no hat today. Now he's conscious about the hat. Self-conscious about it now.
All right, last one, last fake promo. Day early. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Bill Cosby and OJ were his groomsmen.
Oh, my God.
That's a hell of a wedding party.
Wow.
Couldn't get Jeffrey Dahmer?
Unavailable.
Wow. I'll bring the jello pudding.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. What exactly were you saying there, Zo?
I'm trying to get me some of that chocolate and jello pudding.
No, that's not what you said. It sounds like I bleed or plead.
I'll bring the jello pudding. I'll bring the jello pudding.
I'll bring the jello pudding.
Yeah. I'll bring the jello pudding.
That and the ludes. Bring them.
You put the Mickey right there in the jello pudding, puppy, licking the just
pass out. Take a nap. That's not funny.
It's not.
But it is.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. That shouldn't be funny. We're horrible people. But that's okay. We knew that already.
All right. Well, you guys have a hell of a weekend.
I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, tomorrow, the Adam Jones Show with Tim McCone and
Hoops
and Beetle Riding Passenger.
Beetle just getting them in and out of breaks.
Beetle bringing it in and out.
I'll answer the phones. All right. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. after
power
the draft.
On, power off.
And I need the Susan card, please. Susan, are you waiting?